Hello, and welcome to episode one of the Ready List podcast. My name is Sue Merry. I'm an Alexander Technique teacher and founder member of Educare Small School in Kingston. This episode is called Quick Start because I'm hoping that that's what it'll be. I'm going to introduce you to the Ready List. It's a quick introduction just to get you to start to, I suppose, familiarise you with the actual instructions of the Ready List. So let's just begin by, what is it? So the Ready List is a series of simple instructions that you give to yourself, which, when carried out correctly, that's important, can create changes in your nervous system. And basically how that manifests is going to depend on your unique nervous system, so the manifestation of it will be different for everybody, really. But the best way to discover how it's going to affect you is to try it, and that's what I'm going to encourage you to do right now. So obviously it's something that needs to be practiced. And with consistency, commitment, and repetition, you start to see changes. It's also really helpful to at least once or twice, maybe, work with an actual human being, a qualified Alexander teacher. But I've discovered over the years that quite a lot of changes and quite a lot of benefit can be gained just by you trying this out for yourself without any other input. And also remember that you can go to the Ready List website, which is thereadylist.com, where there's video instruction and another audio talk through and various other things that might help you. But anyway, here we are now at the podcast. So what is the Ready List? The Ready List consists of, I suppose, four basic instructions. Stop, see, breathe, soft and tall. So I'll explain it a bit more in a minute, but just for a bit of fun, try thinking or saying this list of instructions out loud, and just for the fun of it, really. You can do it with me, or you can just pause the podcast and try it on your own. So it's stop, see, breathe, soft and tall. So straight away to say there isn't any right experience, only your experience. And just notice if anything happens when you think these words or say these words again. But let's just try it again. And this time I'll give you a little bit more instruction. And again, you can do it with me now, or you can pause this podcast and try it on your own. Okay, here we go. Stop. So say or think that word very firmly, that like you really mean it. Stop. And then see. For this one, just raise your eye line and look at something specific in the distance. Just let your eyes gently rest on whatever object it is. So that's see. And again, just notice the experience of that. Can you soften your eyes as you look at this object? Maybe not. Just notice the experience of it. Next one is breathe. Now, for now, just to bring your focus onto your breathing without changing anything, which kind of sounds easy, but often isn't. And whatever you notice when you do that, just mark it as being interesting without trying to change it. That's quite a challenge for a lot of us. Can you focus now on your breath going out and coming in without trying to control it? Can be tricky. Just try that now. And again, whatever is happening, just mark it as interesting. So I'm not expecting you to achieve anything here, to get anything right. So try to switch the judgmental part of your brain off and just observe as cleanly as you can the experience of what happens when you try to just observe yourself breathing. And then the next bit is soft and tall. So just as a starter, just bring your focus into your body. And some people find this very hard, and you may find that you can't feel or notice anything, which is great because that's something for you to mark down as interesting. So just focus on your body, no judgment, no idea of what should or shouldn't be happening, or if anything's right, wrong, or if you're doing this correctly or not doing this correctly, or any of that nonsense. And just notice, do you actually have any sensations anywhere in your body? Can you feel anything? And if you can, where are they? And then if you can feel things, and if you can't, that's fine too, and it's also really interesting. But if you can feel sensations in your body, are these sensations pleasant or unpleasant? Possibly they're a mixture. And again, there's no right or wrong sensations, just sensations. Try and think of it like that. And whatever you notice, whatever you discover, just mark it as interesting. And again, I'll say again, if you don't notice anything, that's also interesting. And are you able to do this, or are you judging yourself? Can you look at yourself without judgment? It's pretty tricky. So with the ready list, I guess you're really asking yourself some questions. You're asking, am I seeing? Am I breathing? Am I in balance? And again, what does that all mean? Okay, well, I tell you what, I think what we'll do is we'll stop here, and I'd like you to go back over this exercise we've just done. Try it for yourself. And just even try the part where you're not making judgments about whatever you're noticing. And then in the next episode, we'll start to really look a bit more in depth at what's actually happening, and just take your practice in another level. So it all starts to be a bit more effective rather than just observational. Okay, so hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. My name's Sue Merry, and I will look forward to seeing you, hopefully, in the next episode of the Ready List podcast.